Each year, our fallen veterans are honored with wreaths at their grave markers in cemeteries around the country on National Wreaths Across America Day. This year's remembrance on Saturday, December 19th, has been adjusted because of the pandemic, including here in Chattanooga, where today is the last day to order a wreath. Mickey McCamish is co-chair of Wreaths Across Chattanooga. Mickey, thanks for joining us.
Ray, thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on WUTC.
We are talking about what you call Wreaths Across Chattanooga.
It is, right? And it's part of Wreaths Across America. But what I've done is tried to localize it a little more so that when people do make a donation for a wreath, that they know it's going to remain right here in Chattanooga, and we're going to place it on a gravestone at Chattanooga National Cemetery. And they can specify that gravestone even, Ray. It can be a grave-specific request, and we will look up the grave section and site and make sure the wreath is placed there. Or if you, a donor, want to place the wreath, then we can make an appointment, meet you out there, and you can place the wreath as well.
Will you be doing anything different, anything additional this year because of the pandemic and the guidelines that we have to follow?
Ray, we will be doing things different this year. One of the first things is that we usually have a pretty large program, and that program is done on December the 19th at noontime. Now, because there is limits to the number of people that can gather, this year there will not be the program. And I really hate that, but it is as a result of COVID-19 and the pandemic. So we will not have the program that's attended by thousands of people. Last year and the year before, we will not be able to conduct that program this year. But in 2021, we hope to get back on that program. Wreaths-wise, we're limited to 50 volunteers at the cemetery this year. U.S. Express will go pick up the wreaths for us in Maine, and they'll bring them down to M&M Industries parking lot. We'll download from the tractor trailers to smaller pickup trucks, carry those into the front gates of the cemetery, and we'll have 50 volunteers there that will place the wreaths on the graves. The grave specifics will go around to Shelter A, and we will place those on graves that the donors choose for us to place the wreaths. We'll place those from Shelter A. And the donors that have chosen to place the wreaths, they'll be given an appointment time. They go to Shelter A. They can bring their car on site at the cemetery and go right to Shelter A, pick up the wreath, and then place it in the section and the site of the gravestone. And we'll be there. We'll have all of the details. We'll tell them exactly a map of which section if they happen to have forgotten, since it may have been sometimes that they've been there. But we'll have all that information for them.
What have you been hearing from veterans, their families, and others in the communities that support veterans in this area at this time?
It's just a very special time, and especially as a way to express it with a living wreath. These wreaths are alive, and it just helps express the appreciation and remembering and honoring on the veterans that have given so much. So it's a great opportunity to remember, honor, and, you know, even if you have grandkids or children, it's also a teaching opportunity. It's an opportunity to perhaps connect the greatest generation with a future generation of upcoming young people. So it's a great opportunity to recognize, appreciate, remember, and honor veterans. And Ray, we work closely with Wreaths Across America, and one of the reasons is because by purchasing a wreath, the wreath is only $10. It's not a fundraising effort on our part. It's simply that's what Wreaths Across America charges us for the wreath, and then we get those wreaths for $10.
And it's a more poignant commemoration this year because of the pandemic, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a lot different this year, and there is just the need to be appreciative of the freedoms that we have, freedoms that we've enjoyed, and to realize that these veterans have made all of that possible for us. And without them making the ultimate sacrifice and giving up their lives here at home and their daily routines and going and fighting and preserving our freedoms, that we wouldn't be able to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy here today. And so it is just a way to remember and honor and teach through this program.
And where can people go online for more information? Where can people call?
They can go online to Reefs Across Chattanooga very easily. And then from that, they can order the reefs right there. And if there is a problem, 423-756-2212 is a number that they can call, and we'll be glad to help them. But go to ChattanoogaWAA.com and ChattanoogaReefsAcrossAmerica.com. You can order the reef right online there.
Mickey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks so much for having me.